For too long, the fertility market has been bewildering, overwhelming, and frankly, I think has downright ignored the needs and difficult experiences of the people they're supposed to be serving. Ovum has made it their mission to change this completely. Now, I am extremely choosy about who I promote on this podcast because I'm very protective of my listeners and audience, which is why you've probably only ever heard one spoken ad like this before. So it's with complete confidence, excitement, and pride that I can share this amazing company with you. Ovum care about you, truly. From creating products to support conception and fertility that are designed by doctors and backed by the latest science without cutting any corners, from adding access to meditations I've personally written and recorded inside their pregnancy test boxes, Ovum is founded by individuals who've navigated infertility themselves. I really couldn't be more proud to partner with them and tell you about them. Ovum is driven by the belief that everyone who is trying to conceive deserves better, and I am 100% behind this ethos. So head over to startwithovum.com and use code LIFERAFT10 for 10% off their tests and supplements.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
This is the TTC Life Raft. If you're trying to conceive and you just can't, or if you're experiencing loss, this is the place to come for funny, warm, inspiring, uplifting conversations with people who really get it. I'm Alice Rose, and I really wanted to create a podcast that you can come and listen to when you're feeling rubbish, have a listen, and end up feeling better. That is my goal, that is my mission, that is my aim. So I really hope that you love this podcast as much as I've loved having these conversations. Here's a taster of what's to come.
I was not born a jealous individual that was angry with the world and upset with women that could have kids. That is not me. Mm-hmm. That is just not me. Because I'm full of love, and I love children, and I love people. And if that's who I am, then that's what I want to be, you know? And that's a choice. It really is a choice. And it sounds so simplistic. If you just hold your heart and just think, what do I want to feel and how do I feel about this?
Can I ask what you're, from a man's perspective, how do you feel about that kind of way of looking?
Yeah, what are we talking about, Johnny?
What are we talking about? I don't know why you're upset. You can get pregnant, just not with him. Do you ever regret marrying him?
Oh, Frikey, my
this
God.
This is a true comment. That's
wow.
That's one
I'm
to
just
start
thinking,
with.
Punch face.
Yeah.
Not that we condone violence. Oh,
how do we control how we feel in that situation?
I mean, one, firstly, I'd have to question why I was ever friends with that person in the first place, if they are indeed a friend.
I know this is so obvious, but life is so short, and I try to get up every day and just go, right, how are we going to make the most of this day today?
It's more about how you deal with those situations, how you deal with other people. You can't stop all these external influences, but it's how you deal with that.
So, do you have any kids? And I just went, no. And his response was, oh, God, lucky you. And I was in that type of frame of mind where you just said, where I was like, no, I'm not going to let him get away with this today, you know. And I basically said, actually, not by choice. Like, we've been going through IVF for the last 4 years and we're just about to start our sixth round. So, you know, not so lucky,
not
really.
So lucky. Sometimes when I meet new people, it crosses my mind to ask them. And I'm like, who am I? Shut up. Don't ask that question. I'm like, what's the other question we can ask?
Yeah.
I can understand why people ask it. I am so close.
I just felt this was a silent epidemic, infertility. And that there wasn't enough stuff out there and I couldn't find the book that I wanted to read. And I genuinely thought when I first started writing my first book that I would be writing my way to a happy ending. And it sort of ends on a cliffhanger.
I don't want to surprise you, ladies, but we're well and truly out.
I was about to say exactly the same thing.
Everyone knows this is not news, but there are a lot of people...
Absolutely, I was just about, yeah.
...that aren't and don't want to be.
You doing this podcast is what I would have wanted to listen to 5 years ago when I felt really alone. Being able to... amplify voices, being given a space, somebody saying, I'm feeling really down, and a friend saying, I haven't been through that, but I know that Alice has or Anna has. Go and check out this feature, or your husband's not speaking to you. Anna's husband has written a piece on this. And I think a lot of people have got in touch saying, I've read a lot of your stuff on miscarriage, but it's simply that those very few words from your husband, don't let trying stop you from living. Thank you.